Welcome to your five for the day. Two hunters came across a bear so big that they dropped their rifles and ran for cover. One man climbed a tree while the other hid in a nearby cave. The bear was in no hurry to eat, so he sat down between the tree and the cave to reflect upon his good fortune. Suddenly, and for no apparent reason, the hunter in the cave came rushing out, almost ran into the waiting bear, hesitated, and then dashed back in again. The same thing happened a second time. When he emerged for the third time, his companion in the tree frantically called out, "Are you crazy? Stay in the cave till he leaves." "Can't," he panted. "There's another bear in there." Do you ever feel like the hunter in the cave? Like every time you turn round, there is another problem just waiting for you? Like no matter what you do, you just can't escape from your troubles? Oftentimes, in our rushing around trying to deal with our problems, we only make them worse. A photographer for a national magazine was assigned to get photos of a great forest fire in America. Smoke at the scene hampered him, and he asked his office to hire a plane. Arrangements were made, and he was told to go at once to a nearby airport where the plane would be waiting. When he arrived at the airport, a plane was warming up near the runway. He jumped in, and with his equipment, he yelled, "Let's go! Let's go!" The pilot swung the plane into the wind, and they soon were in the air. "Fly over the north side of the fire," yelled the photographer, "and make three or four low-level passes." "Why?" asked the pilot. "Because I'm going to take pictures," cried the photographer. "I'm a photographer, and photographers take pictures." After a pause, the pilot said, "You mean you're not the instructor?" The Bible points out that a relaxed attitude lengthens a person's life. Jesus himself said, "Don't worry about things, food, drink and clothes. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time." The Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you'll experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in the Lord Jesus." However, it is one thing to know about God's peace and another to experience it. It begins with being able to see and admit your real fears, by facing and resolving them, and by learning to give them over to God and not take them back. Perfect love drives out fear, writes the Apostle John in the Bible. So we need to ask God not only to help us overcome our fears, but also to fill us with love. The more we love and trust God, the less we fear man and circumstances. Every day, visualize yourself opening to God and being filled with his love, joy and forgiveness. The cause or causes of our anxiety and worry always lie within ourselves. At best, they are triggered by outside circumstances. Only when we admit to and resolve these causes are we free to fully surrender our worries and anxieties to God and experience his peace. Whether this peace comes instantly or over a period of time doesn't matter. The important truth to remember is that God is always there. His love and power are constant and available to all. As we reach out to him through the fog of our worry and damaged emotions, we discover that he is waiting to help us if only we will respond to his love and give him the chance. Thank you for listening.